Hey everyone, Aaron Stewart from the Little Black Couch. We're going to, whoa, that's better. Yeah, I'm going to wait just a second here before we get started. As the title sort of represents, I wanted to talk a little bit about coaches versus mentors, but also this live is a little bit different because I was challenged earlier today to go live. So I'm part of a training program and where we are trying to get better at, hey, Lance, how are you? So there's our good friend Lance. You know, I'm gonna move this so it looks better. Thanks, Lance. Yeah, I am feeling better. But yeah, so I wanted to talk a little bit about it. And so before we can do that and the challenge and the whole sorts of thing, all of it, we have to start a little intro. So here we go.
You love entrepreneurship? I do. I have been researching and living entrepreneurship for the last 30 years, and I believe entrepreneurship is the most efficient method to solve world problems. And I am passionate about helping those who dare to dream find solutions to these problems as they learn to live their definition of success. Hi, my name is Aaron Stewart, and I am so glad you have joined us today. And I welcome you now to the Little Black Couch, a journey in entrepreneurship.
Journey and entrepreneurship. Yeah. I don't know how long that baby's going to stick around, but we'll see. It definitely helps with the podcast side of it. So I'm in this challenge. It's a 30-day challenge to help us get better at podcasting. And I've been podcasting for a little while now. I started as many of you know, I started a golf podcast over a year ago. I haven't been publishing very much in that lately because it's just kind of a slow period in golf right now, but I plan to get back to it. But I also wanted to get better at it. And then this, I kind of started doing a live show based on some training that I took from our good friend, the Friendly Giant, who is a big movie star now, apparently. So, oh, look who else. My good friend here, Ben, has joined us. Hey, bud. Good to have ya. So I started doing these Facebook Lives, and then I was doing a lot of stuff to try to get them over to become a podcast as well, because it's just, there's very different audiences on Facebook versus podcasts and how they consume. And so I could see the benefit of both, and I could see the different audiences when I was doing live versus when I was doing podcasts. And I think that there is, like, I really believe that now I need to shift the golf podcast to maybe do sort of a video slash podcast version as well, but do it in a way where after you record the video, it can automatically be the podcast. And I've done that by taking the music and putting the voiceover on top of the music on the intro and the outro, yada, yada. We've already talked about that a bunch of times. So, but in this little course that I'm in now to get your podcast to monetize your podcast, I jumped into a course that's put on by, this was pretty fascinating to me. You've got, and it's this whole idea of collaboration. And we actually did a live earlier today. Ben, you were on that today about collaboration and how we don't have to always be competitive. We can get together and work together and do lots of cool things together. And the discussion was about how these competitors have gotten together and they refer work to each other and they work together and they each have their strengths and their specialties, but they don't compete against each other. They really just support one another. And I thought that was really a cool thing. And I actually am, this course that I'm in for podcasting is an example of that. So you've got Parker Woodward and you've got Evans Putman, and then you've got Jamie Atkinson, which in the ClickFunnels community, those three are kind of the big three when it comes to podcasts, and they are all working together. It's called One Podcast Away Challenge, and essentially they're showing you how to launch a podcast and monetize it. Now, I've obviously launched a podcast, but I've never made a penny, so I don't know what I'm doing, and so I wanted to get some coaching. And so I've done that. So I've jumped into this course with them and it's been great. So I'm definitely learning some things. There's some stuff that I kind of already know, how to get a podcast up, how to sign up for a podcast, how to do all that kind of stuff. Josu Post, which is, oops, no, here, there. Joseph Post is obviously something that I came up with because of the frustration of the aftermath of publishing. Like, what do you do to get the message out? So I'm glad I podcasted when I did, but I'm not monetizing it very well. And Joseph Post is something that I hope will get more eyeballs and help me. But still, even if you get all the eyeballs, if you don't have an offer and you're not selling anything, 4 out of 5 times, if you're not selling anything, you're not going to make anything, right? It's something like that. I'm not real good on the data. But so that's where I'm at. So what do you do? Like, so when you need something like that, you go out and you hire a coach. And so there's this concept of coach versus mentor. And that's kind of where I wanted to jump in. One, to say that's a problem that I had. I've launched a podcast. It's not monetizing. It was something that I started in One Funnel Away Challenge. And they said, look, if you will go live or podcast or whatever for 365 days and be consistent, then you will make a lot of money and have a lot of people following you. Well, I don't have either, right? So obviously I've done something wrong. And so I now need to figure out what that is. And so this live is answering the challenge that I was given by those, by Parker Woodward, to share a problem that I've had and how I've tried to take care of it. And so their course is literally how I've tried to take care of it. That's the problem. As far as doing it all and how to get it all up and all that, I just went with YouTube and learned how to do it myself. I love to learn. I love to be self-taught. And so that's what I've kind of started to, you know what, Lance, thanks for saying that. It was interesting. I think, why not? I think everybody's got their own specialty. And if you really are working towards each other, there's definitely some synergy there when you can work together with your competitors. And I imagine it would still work on a local level, like with your business. But it's definitely a fascinating thing to think about. And I that's one of the fascinating things about this course that I'm in on podcasting, is that these three individuals are essentially, at least I thought in my mind, and maybe this is an old time entrepreneur speaking, they were competitors and they've come together on this project, and they each are kind of taking an aspect to it and sort of intertwining it. And it's really fascinating. I'm probably more fascinated with the collaboration than I am with the podcast part of it. As we get started, I know when we get going, it'll be more and more interesting. So yeah. Amen, brother. Yeah. There's definitely a little of this. Let's bring this in. If you could get past their egos, definitely some egos out there. Lance, agree completely. So anyway, so mentor versus coach. Okay. A pretty simple definition, but I think a really important one. So coaches can be really anybody. I mean, coaches, if they've gone out and they've learned a valuable skill, and you see a lot of, a perfect example of a coach would be a university professor, right? They've gone through, they've earned their degrees, they've learned all the concepts, they have studied and researched, and they've become experts in their field. But let's say you have a professor of entrepreneurship or business, and I've had a few of those, and not one of them has ever had a business. Some did. I mean, one of my favorite professors was in a class in entrepreneurship in graduate school, and he had started his own bank, right? So that was fascinating because he was able to tell us stories about all the ways he failed and how he overcame that. And that is fascinating to hear somebody who has gone through it, okay? So you've got this coach mentality, which are super smart people that probably know a lot and can teach you a lot, right? Can share with you a lot. They've got a bunch of knowledge that they can share with you, but they don't necessarily have maybe the stories and the experiences, at least their own, that they can help you with. There's case studies, there's examples of other folks, there's previous students that have done well and they bring back to speak, that have taken what they've learned from this professor and gone out and done it. And there's a lot of coaches that do that too. I know that there's a lot of, personal improvement type coaches that have done it. I know that I have an amazing golf coach who happens to be a very good golfer, but there's a lot of golf coaches out there that know a lot about the golf swing and aren't very good players, right? So, but they know a lot about the golf swing and they can look at video and whatever and help you analyze and get better. So that is a coach, right? That's the type of person. Then you've got a mentor, and a mentor is more similar to what this professor was for me in entrepreneurship and what a lot of people are for you that are close to you that you look up to. Mentors are people that have typically learned all the skills and the experience that they can share with you, but they've actually done it. They've actually accomplished something, or they've faced failure and fallen over and pulled themselves back up and figured it out, like this banker professor of mine. He was super fascinating because he'd done it all before. Now, it was in banking, but the challenges that he faced as far as marketing and cash flow and all that, very accurate. But he was also a coach. And so I think sometimes when we're out looking for people to help us, and I'm a huge proponent of, I really believe this, that everybody out that we meet, everybody that we meet and come in contact with has some special skill or superpower or whatever you want to call it, that we can benefit from, that we can learn from, that we can internalize, that we can make our lives better if we take the time to figure out what that is. So I like to go into a conversation. This is made, I really, really have a hard time meeting new people. And it's usually because my mind is racing and I've got a bunch of different thoughts, and I know it's completely rude, but I have a hard time focusing on the individual. And so like the conversation is over and I'll be like, whoa, I don't know their name. I think they were from Cincinnati. It's gone. So I really have to be careful and focus. And so I've come up with a little tactic, and I don't know if this will help folks, but this, when I start to speak to somebody, I have to stay super, super present. Like I have to be with them. But how I do that is I try to figure out, based on what they're telling me and how they're talking to me and what they're talking about, and asking them questions. Questions is always, for somebody who gets intimidated in social situations, asking questions is like the secret way out of every uncomfortable situation you've ever been in, right? Asking really good questions and allowing the person to answer them and not interjecting yourself into it is such an easy way to take a lot of pressure off yourself. So in social situations, I do it all the time. I like to ask questions. It's actually a skill that I learned from my wife. But she genuinely just loves people, she's just interested in people and loves people instantly. She's amazing that way. But I noticed that as she's talking to people, and people will tell her their deepest, darkest secrets like in 3 minutes. And you're just kind of like, dude, you can't give away your ATM pin. I mean, yeah, she's hot, but that's private stuff, you know, but she will just get everything out of somebody so quickly. And I noticed it was because she always asks these questions and she really is concerned about the answer that comes back. And it's so fascinating to me. So when I start to talk to somebody now and I want to stay present, I try to figure out, based on what they're telling me, what their superpower is. Because I know if I can tap into what that is, what they're better at than I'm at, than I have, or what I can do, and I can ask them questions about that, I actually have the opportunity to not only have a really cool connection with this person, I have the opportunity to make myself better. And I'm just selfish enough to think that's pretty cool. Right? If somebody's got something that they do better than you, and everybody does, and we can learn from them, learning vicariously is a very cool way to do it. So taking this back to the coach versus mentor, I find mentors to be so much more valuable in my life because I know that they've lived through it. And so the questions that I want to ask and pull out of them is, you know, along the lines of what I'm trying to accomplish. So you want to find a mentor that's faced and a lot of the same challenges you have. And then from coaches, you want to pick up skills that maybe are peripheral skills, kind of auxiliary skills that you need, that you have to have. Like I would say, like cash flow and how to run your business, and those are great skills to have. But those skills can be hired out. Those skills, you've got to know them at least a little bit. That's a perfect place a coach can help you. Learn to do a better podcast. That's a perfect place where a coach can help you. But to overcome sort of the very specific challenges, the stuff that makes things very hard to overcome, I think a mentor is really the best way to go. There's such a good connection there. And definitely anybody can be a coach. Anybody has expertise in something that we can all benefit from. And I just absolutely love that part of it. So hopefully that's helpful to someone. And thank you so much for joining me. We've got Lance here. I like this. My business coach is probably more of a mentor. Okay. Very cool. So somebody who Lance looks up to, that has some experience in the same area in which he has experience, who has done it and learned it and may have studied it and gone to school and done all that as well, but has also lived the same life that you want to live and maybe in the same type of business and can help you along that way. So I just thought that was really cool today to think about. Definitely take time for all of you extroverts out there that are trying to break through free. I do consider myself an extrovert. I would say I'm an extrovert outside of the walls of my home or my office. An introvert. I'm an extrovert inside the walls where I'm happy to talk to my family. I can goof off. I can be fun. But outside the walls of my home or office, I'm very introverted and I will try to kind of stay to myself as much as possible. I know that that's not good. So I try to overcome that. And in my church calling, I really don't have that opportunity. I have to really kind of force myself to be out there. But the thing that really helps is if you can get into somebody and figure out what their superpower is, it makes it super interesting. The conversation can become super interesting and we can learn so much about each other by doing it that way that it's completely fun. So that's what I had today. Hopefully it's helpful to somebody out there. Entrepreneurship is truly an amazing journey. It is an amazing journey. I'm not going to change that. It is. Journeys in entrepreneurship teach us so much. We are changing the world. We're trying to come up with new solutions. I think this idea of collaborating with one another, even if we are, the world would tell us we're competitive or competitors, is a much better way to live. Absolutely. So that's pretty cool. Definitely look into that. But until next time, this is Aaron Stewart from the Little Black Couch. And we got to bring our little buddy up here. Where is he? Right there. There he is. See? I don't know if that's a coach or a mentor, but that's all we could come up with as far as emojis go. With Buddy the Little Black Couch, my good friend. So anyway, until next time, Aaron Stewart from the Little Black Couch saying, do good and be well. See ya. Hey everyone, I want to really thank you so much for joining me on your entrepreneurship journey. If there's anything you learned today or if there is a topic you would like me to discuss in the future, I would really love to hear from you. I do have a favor to ask. Would you please subscribe to our podcast or Facebook page and please like, share, and use the hashtag #TheLittleBlackCouch. It would really help get this message out and hopefully help more people like us. Now let's get out and change the world together.